Hello, dear friends. It is wonderful and exciting to enter this journey with you. At the moment, there are nearly 200 participants, so please feel how we are all connected and doing this together. Even the thought that there are so many others taking on the exact same journey can empower us. Before anything, I would like to explain to you the nature of a 21 days challenge. Why do we enter a period of 21 days at all? Basically, any practice you go through changes your brain immediately, but only short term. But there is some brain research that suggests that a lasting change of momentum within us requires an ongoing daily practice for at least 21 days. To form a new habit, it requires a minimum of about 21 days for an old mental image to dissolve and a new one to take root. The new reality that we wish to actualize here is creating an immediate connection to our seven chakras as centers of hidden powers. We want to feel throughout this journey what it's like when all our seven chakras are activated. And we also want to be able to access their powers and to awaken their strength. After going this 21-day cycle, you will be able to return to any of the chakras or any of the practices to repeat them when needed. Your inner wisdom will know that from now on you are able to tap into any of these hidden forces at will. Before anything else, let us bring our intention into this process. What intention would you like to plant in this journey? What is your wish for this journey? So take a moment for that. Very good. Perhaps you're not sure exactly what chakras are. That's fair, since all our knowledge of chakras often comes from hearsay. While in this challenge we want to really feel the chakras directly and physically, so there would be no doubt. Chakras are the seven main energy centers that connect our physical body and our subtle body. Each of them contains a certain level of consciousness, qualities, strength, and capacities. Your chakras may be blocked or hindered by beliefs, emotions, or even a wrong lifestyle. Now, I've been exploring the chakra system for already many years, actually around 16 years of research, ever since I was introduced to a yogic lineage that deals with them extensively. And I can safely say that I have come to recognize them as the main keys for self-development. What is important to understand is that awakening your chakras is directly connected to enlivening your being as a whole. Chakras are a whole human awakening. When these seven centers operate optimally, they allow the life force in your body to flow. And in this way, they make you healthier and more energetic. Chakras also affect your mind, your thoughts, your emotions. They can make them calmer and more harmonious. And of course, chakras deeply affect your spiritual life, and awaken in you all kinds of dormant capacities and even knowledge. But why is it that chakras can awaken all these five levels of your being, physical, energetic, emotional, mental, and spiritual? It is because these seven energy centers function as connectors or bridges. They stand just in the middle between all the different parts of your being. Now, there are many different journeys we could take with chakras. Healing, balancing, spiritual awakening. Here we will focus on chakras as hidden powers. I call it the seven keys of empowerment. I'd like us to go through an empowering journey along the chakras to build in us the full capacity to face and embrace our life wholeheartedly and fearlessly. Personally, I owe all my capacities and qualities to the awakening of these seven wonders inside me. Whenever a new quality awoke in me, inner stability, unconditional joy, freedom from emotional and physical needs, authentic confidence, and so on, it was thanks to a specific chakra awakening. And that's why I feel greatly inspired to take on this journey with you. For this journey, we are using the elevator system. Imagine your being and body like a building. We're starting from the infrastructure and the first floor, and then we continue upwards. This bottom-up approach is ideal for chakras, because as soon as you activate the three lower chakras, your building is already strong enough and all the others are far simpler to awaken. If you take a look at the schedule, you will also notice that the first four chakras receive 3 days and the three upper ones receive only 2 each. This is for the same reason. When you have the hidden forces of the lower chakras released, you create a natural flow upward, and that's why you need less time to activate the higher chakras. Of course, you might feel that certain chakras are for you a bit more difficult to access than others. That is natural. We all have some of our centers less active than others. That's why we do this training. That's why we call it a full chakra activation. We will use for this process visualizations, breathing exercises, mantras, affirmations, easy and gentle physical practices, meditations, and more. You will also receive recommended practices that you could follow throughout each specific day. That could enhance even more the outcome of this challenge for you. So what happens when all our chakras are activated? I'm almost tempted to answer, just practice and see for yourself. But in general, when all chakras are activated, you have your inner being fully illumined. You enjoy an experience of inner integrity and psychological and physical wholeness. In this state, you feel fully empowered to answer all of life's challenges. And you can freely draw on any capacity and quality required for that. Simply follow this entire process and witness the results. Some may surprise you because they could also include changes in your external life. That's reasonable because as soon as your chakras achieve full activation, they create a sort of a different energy field around you. And this energy field, this inner radiance begins to magnetize different situations, events, and people. To start our process, I strongly encourage you to practice the full chakra breathing meditation. It's simple. It only takes 20 minutes and it will stimulate your entire chakra system and prepare you for tomorrow. When we begin our first major activation, the root chakra activation. So may this journey be for all of us a springboard for a new life and a new self. Thank you for joining this extraordinary journey.